Saul of Tarsus was a powerful proponent of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He preached with great fervor in Damascus and in Jerusalem, proving by the scriptures that Jesus was indeed the Christ, God's anointed one. I don't know if he had any thoughts of being indispensable. It may have been quite a shock to him when they sent him home, maybe a great disappointment to him. Listen to what happened to the church after he was sent away. It's in Acts, the 9th chapter, in the 29th verse. And Saul spoke boldly in the name of Jesus, disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him, which when the brethren knew of it, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and were built up, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit were multiplied. You see, the church got along quite well without Saul of Tarsus, who was to become Paul the Apostle. There is only one who makes this effective, and that is Almighty God, through the Holy Spirit, makes us effective in building the kingdom of Jesus Christ. He had a path laid out for Paul. You know, Charles de Gaulle, the leader of the French nation after World War II, said, "The graveyards are full of indispensable men." No one is indispensable in the kingdom of heaven. The church will get along just fine without that pastor, without that leader, without that bishop, without that person, without that rich donor. The church will get along without them because no one is indispensable. It is God who makes us valuable. It's the Holy Spirit that makes us productive. And the Apostle Paul was not indispensable, and neither are you and I. Let's pray. Father, I owe everything to you. I understand that I have nothing except what you have given me. I know that I have my place in the kingdom of heaven. I have my work to do. Help me to do that work and not look at others. Help me not to have some sort of pride in what I'm doing for you, but rather just have the attitude I'm doing what should be done according to the Holy Spirit. I pray you'd help me with that, Lord, and help me to understand, and I will remain your obedient servant. In Jesus' name, amen.